keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A longtime Hayes business is doubling down on its roots.
Local leaders are backing a $7 million warehouse expansion by A&A Coors, helping the distributors stay in Ellis County. Doug Williams of Grow Hayes.
We have to be very selective as to what type of industries we attempt to attract to Ellis County because we have a limitation of natural resources, that being water.
Housing shortages remain a barrier with only 21 new units built last year, far below the 88 needed annually to meet demand. I'm J.P. Bazant.
A nationwide company is doing its part to give back to the community in Wichita. T-Mobile presented the nonprofit ICT SOS, a $15,000 check to be used to support its education empowerment room. That room is a key resource for the nonprofit's education coordinator. This is Kansas Information Network News.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
This is Lydia Hausch with the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News Flash. Finally, we have received a measurable rain in our area. Reported at 3/4 of an inch west of Glen Elder, it has been a welcome sight and we may see more throughout the weekend. Beginning on Monday, April 28th, the Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin work on US 24 and Oak Street in Cocker City. Project work will consist of road construction, drainage improvements, sidewalk, curb, and gutter improvements, work on US 24 will occur from Oak Street to Lake Street. Work on Oak Street will occur from 9th Street to US 24. During construction, traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction at a reduced speed through Cocker City and shifted to accommodate project work. Smoky Hill LLC of Salina is the prime contractor on this $1.1 million project, which is expected to be completed in early October, weather permitting. Construction has also begun on Highway 128 north of Glen Elder State Park. KDOT urges motorists to stay alert and follow posted signs in all work zones. The Kansas Department of Transportation is again warning the public about a scam involving fraudulent text messages known as smishing that falsely claim to be from KDOT and demand payment for unpaid tolls. KDOT does not request or collect any form of payment via text message. KDOT does not collect tolls for any roadway. These messages are not legitimate. Do not click on any of the links. These are not KDOT websites, and clicking the links may expose your personal and financial information to scammers. If you've received a scam message, report it to the Federal Trade Commission or the Internet Crime Complaint Center. If you've provided payment information at a fraudulent website, contact your bank or credit card company immediately. It is true that the demolition has begun at the restaurant previously known as Circle Inn and several other names on Highway 24 and 281 Junction in Osborne. It has been confirmed that the popular gas station chain of Casey's has purchased the property and is using local contractors to help with the teardown and reconstruct project. We will inform the public as more information comes along with the project. Thank you for listening to our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 News Flash.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 70. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, storms likely, lows dip down to about 50. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, high of 62, cloudy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 63.
your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Game 2 of the Royal Series versus the Rockies that was set to play last night was postponed due to severe weather in the area, and it'll be played as a traditional doubleheader today. Game 1 still starting at 1:10 p.m. The lineup goes as follows. Leading off is third baseman Mikel Garcia. Batting second is shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. Batting third, designated hitter Vinny Pasquantino. Batting fourth, catcher Salvador Perez. Batting fifth, first baseman Kevin Biggio. Batting sixth, second baseman Michael Massey. Batting seventh, right fielder Hunter Renfroe. Batting eighth, left fielder Drew Waters. And rounding out the lineup is center fielder Kyle Isbell. And Cole Reagans will get the ball for game one. Game two set to take place 30 minutes after the conclusion of game one, and that will see Michael Lorenzen on the bump. Also, the 27th man today for the doubleheader will be relief pitcher Jonathan Bolin. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council. Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Depending on what the rain does, it'll be a busy day for sports in Beloit, Kansas. The Beloit Lady Trojans softball team with a 7-6 record, fresh off beating Concordia in a makeup game Monday 12-7, will play host to Southeast Saline today at 4 p.m. Tomorrow they will travel to Plainville Friday. Beloit baseball 7-5 hosts Southeast today at 4 p.m. Cannon Olson leads the team with a 609 batting average with 14 hits. Colton Adolph is second, 455 with 10 hits. Paxton Fouts third with 385, 10 hits. Joel Rexroth continues to lead the team in pitching, 16 innings pitched, 2.0 ERA, 16 strikeouts. Beloit Golf will host their annual Beloit Invitational today at 1 p.m. at the Beloit Country Club. They've won the Smith Center Invitational, won the Minneapolis Invitational, got third at Belleville. Six different golfers have medaled this year, including Grant Larson, sixth with an 83 at Smith Center Invitational. J.J. Sloan, the 78, third at the Smith Center Invitational. Fifth was Luke Cheney with a 90 at Minneapolis. Hudson Remus was third at Belleville with an 83. Ninth at Minneapolis with a 93 was Hayden Nicholson, and Carter Germark got second at Minneapolis with an 84. Friday, April 25th, the Phillipsburg Track and Field Meet will include Beloit, Russell, Hill City, Smith Center, Norton, Hayes, TMP, Plainville. Eli Johnson continues to be the all-class leader in both shot put and discus. In shot put, he leads the state with a throw of 59 feet 4 inches. In the discus, he leads the state all-class with a throw of 179.10. Also, the all-class leaders in the ladies' shot put, Tatum Seifert, with a new PR of 47 feet 0 and 1 half inches, followed by Addie Butke, also leading in second with a throw of 42 feet 5 and a half inches. Seifert set a record by more than 2 feet at the Belleville Lions Club Invitational after setting it last year. The new Belleville Invitational track and field record is 47 feet 1 half inch. The OSU cowgirl has improved since her freshman year in the shot put by over 5 feet and over 16 feet in the discus. Her freshman year in the shot put, she threw 42 feet 7 and 3 quarter inches. Sophomore year, 44 feet 10 and a half inches. Junior year, 45 feet 11 and a quarter inches. And now a new PR, her senior year, 47 feet 1 half inch. In the discus, she's improved 16 feet. Freshman year, 133.2. Sophomore year, 141.2. Junior year, 137.10, and now a new PR or senior year with a throw in the discus of 149.2. Eli Johnson has improved almost 14 feet in the shot put and 52 feet in the discus. His freshman year, he threw 45 feet 7 inches. Sophomore year, 54.1.5. Junior year, threw the shot 59.8.5, which is still his PR. And then this year, he blasted one last week for a throw of 59 feet 4 inches in the discus. His freshman year, he threw 117.7, sophomore year, 156.8, junior year, 164.6, and now a new PR, his senior year, 179.10. Tomorrow at the Osborne is the Kaiser Relays, one of the biggest 1A track and field meets. Begins the field events at 3 p.m., running events at 4 p.m. Among the teams will be Clifton Clyde, Colby Christian Family Educators, Ellis, Lakeside, Logan, Natoma, Northern Valley, Osborne, Palco, St. John, Stockton, Sylvan Lucas, Thunder Ridge, and Tipton Catholic. This has been John Bowden with KD94 Sports, Z96.3 The Lake. We're
here for you. What if I told you that you could start saving money every time you swipe your debit card? Buying groceries, boom, more money in your savings account. Getting gas, you guessed it, more money in your savings account. It sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Well, it's not. First National Bank and Trust is happy to introduce Rollover, the easiest way to start putting more money into savings. This is Kent Culbertson with First National Bank and Trust in Phillipsburg, Logan, and Long Island. Smith County Bank at Smith Center, and Solomon Valley Bank in Beloit. Member FDIC. With Rollover, every time you swipe your First National Bank and Trust debit card, we'll round the total up to the nearest full dollar and automatically deposit the extra change into First National Bank and Trust account of your choice. That's it. No complicated spreadsheets or strict plans to follow. You don't have to change a thing to start saving more money today. Call 785-543-6511 or visit us in person to learn more and sign up for Rollover today. Again, that number was 785-543-6511.